The Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Members, please note Representative Brandon is excused. Adrian, will you please call the roll?
Chair Tomko?
Here.
Vice Chair Bishada Cabrera?
Here.
Representative Botana?
Here.
Brandon, excused. Buchanan?
Here.
Campbell?
Here.
Chambliss?
Here.
Clemens?
Here.
Fabricio?
Here.
McClure?
Here.
Morales?
Present.
Ranking Member Umfroy? Representative Roth?
Here.
Stevenson?
Here.
Tant?
Here.
We have a quorum, ma'am.
A quorum being present, I would like to welcome everyone to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. If members of the public are wishing to address the subcommittee, will you please fill out an appearance form and give it to the committee administrative assistant, and we will know your interest in addressing the subcommittee. Well, good afternoon, members, and happy Valentine's Day. Today, we have 14 bills on our agenda, and we will be moving quickly through the agenda to ensure that all of the bills are heard. Members, I ask that you pay attention, and if any members have asked a question, please do not ask it again, so we can move through this committee pretty quickly. Do we have any questions? Seeing none. Members, we will start by recognizing Representative Trunow with House Bill 421. Long-term cleanup of water bodies. Representative Trunow. Okay, Representative Saroy, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Committee members, good afternoon. House Bill 323 proposes the following changes, and this is a continuation on our work on derelict vessels that we completed during last year's session. The bill specifies that a vessel is at risk of becoming derelict if it is tied to an unlawful or unpermitted mooring or other structure. It specifies that an owner or party responsible for a vessel declared a public nuisance is liable for all costs of removal, storage, destruction, and disposal of the vessel. The bill authorizes FWC to establish a program to provide grants to local governments for the removal of derelict vessels or vessels declared a public nuisance. As it relates to boating restricted areas, the bill specifies that public bathing beach and swim areas may not be established within the marked channel of the Florida Intercoastal Waterway or within 100 feet of any portion of the marked channel. As it relates to human-powered vessels, the bill authorizes a person to operate a human-powered vessel within the waterway when participating in certain club athletic teams or sports affiliated with an educational institution. And I should point out that that is specifically as it relates to operating a human-powered vessel in an intercoastal waterway. And then finally, on drones, the bill authorizes FWC employees to use drones to manage and eradicate invasive exotic plants or animals on public lands and suppress and mitigate the threat posed by wildfires. Members, this is the FWC agency bill this year. Madam Chair, that's the bill.
Thank you, Representative Saroy. Seeing no amendments, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we have public testimony. We have Jeffrey Sharkey with the City of St. Petersburg. Waving in support. We have Jessica Crawford with FWC. Waving in support. Members, we are in debate. Seeing no debate, Representative Saroy, you're recognized to close.
I just want to express my gratitude again to you, Madam Chair, for our conversations on this bill. It's always a pleasure working with you, and I appreciate your support.
Representative Saroy, having closed, Adrian, will you please call the vote?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Representative Bishada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Umfroy? Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson? Tant?
Yes.
12 bills passes now.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 323 reported favorably. Congratulations. Next up, we have House Bill 421, long-term cleanup of water bodies by Representative Trunow. Representative Trunow, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair.
House Bill 420, long-term cleanup of water
421.
Bodies. 421, sorry. Florida has been experiencing a dramatic increase in harmful algal blooms throughout the state and many freshwater bodies. These harmful algal blooms are causing injury and death to residents and visitors. As a result of the threat to the state, the governor and the legislature have allocated millions of dollars towards this end every year. This bill simply directs DEP to issue a competitive procurement for proven innovative technologies that may remove harmful algal blooms. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Trunow. Having explained the bill, there are no amendments. Members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we have some members of the public that would like to testify. We have Jeff Scala with the Florida Association of Counties waving in support. We have Cynthia Henderson waving in support. Lee Simmons wishes to appear in person. Waving in support. Members, we are in debate. Seeing no debate, Representative Trunow, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Representative Trunow, having closed on your bill, Adrian, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey? Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson? Tant?
Yes.
With 12, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show CS for House Bill 421 reported favorably. Representative Trunow, you are recognized to explain CS for House Bill 965, Environmental Management.
Thank you, Chair and members. This bill establishes a new category under the state's Environmental Resource Permit Program for the construction, operation, and maintenance of regional water quality enhancement areas. These will be used to assist governmental entities in complying with stricter stormwater management regulations under development with the Basin Management Action Plans. This is the bill.
Thank you, members. We have an amendment. Representative Trunow, will you please explain Amendment 753591?
Thank you, Chair. This amendment adds an appropriation of $878,275 in recurring funds from General Revenue Fund and nine positions in the Department of Environmental Protection to address the fiscal impact of this bill. That is the amendment.
Members, do we have any questions of the amendment? Seeing no questions, no public testimony. Members, do we have debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Trunow, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave close on the amendment.
Representative Trunow, having waved close on the amendment, Adrian, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yay.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey? Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson? Tant?
Yes.
Amendment passes, ma'am.
Having that amendment passed, members, we are back on the bill as amended. Do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we have public testimony. We have Paul Owens with 1,000 Friends of Florida waving in opposition. David Cullen with the Sierra Club waving in opposition. Beth Alvey with Audubon, Florida, wishing to speak. You're recognized.
Chair. Good afternoon, Chair Tomko, members of the committee. I'm Beth Alvey, Director of Policy with Audubon, Florida. Thank you for the opportunity to offer comments on this bill today. House Bill 965 would incentivize the creation of large private stormwater treatment areas that governmental entities could buy into rather than managing their stormwater impacts on site as is currently required. Audubon is working with the proponents to further improve this bill. And while we can see benefit of the water quality enhancement areas being used for watershed restoration, its use in mitigation or to offset a permit requirement is a bit more complicated. Dispersed water storage projects, as we know them, help us to reverse existing harm in a watershed. So wherever we can make improvements in a system, it is a benefit. But what the bill is proposing would be to offset specific harm with generic benefit. And that isn't quite as effective as on-site treatment, nor is it fair to neighboring properties. We also want to ensure proper checks are in place to make sure nutrient reductions are demonstrated before any credits are sold. A pilot project would be the ideal way to test this concept. But if it is to be a statewide project, we really would like to understand how it will work and what to expect out of rulemaking. We realize that an appropriation committee meeting is not the place for policy, and we want to ensure you that we plan on working with the proponents of this bill as it moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have Frank Bernardino with Polk County. Robert Beltran with Dewberry, wishing to, waiting in support. Concluding public testimony, members, we are in debate. Any debate? Seeing none, Representative Trunow, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members, for hearing this bill today. This policy already exists today. There are ways for municipalities to trade in different ways and accomplish the same goal. So a lot of these things we are working on with all stakeholders, so I'm looking for your favor support. Thank you.
Representative Trunow, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bichardo Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Umfroy? Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson? Tant?
Yes.
12 yeas. Bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show CS for House Bill 965 reported favorably. Representative Trunow, for your final bill in our committee, CS for House Bill 967. And Representative Trunow, you are recognized to explain the strike all amendment. Barcode 865287.
Thank you, Chair. Amendment clarifies that UF IFAS is coordinating and administrating the certification program with DEP. It also clarifies that a person certified is exempt from local training as per feedback from the prior committee. That is the amendment.
Are there any questions of the sponsor on the amendment? Representative Morales, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Truman, for bringing up this bill. I have just a simple question. You're giving the certifications to IFAS. I want to know how are we going to be, how is the bill going to help monitor that process with the certifications?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Jaron. Thank you for that question. So this process or the BMP program has been in place since 2007. This basically codifies the program, and DEP is the responsible party for maintaining the integrity.
Follow up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So if DEP is going to pass it or is going to monitor, or they're going to, what, you say regulate it?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for the question. The question is, does if someone comes out of compliance, they will be turned over to DEP for those issues?
Follow up, Representative Morales.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are they going to have data collected with these certifications? That is my question.
You're recognized, Representative Trunow.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the question. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
One more follow-up. You are recognized.
Is there any way I can get access to that data information in the future?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And yes, again, the BMP manual is quite thick, so it's a good read.
Thank you. That's all.
Members, any further questions? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify? Seeing no. Is there debate on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any objections to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify? We have David Shep with Florida Golf Course Superintendent Association. Wonderful. Next, we have Beth Alvey with Audubon, waving in support. Is there debate on the bill? Members, any debate? Seeing none, Representative Trunow, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave.
Representative Trunow, having waived close on the bill, Adrian, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey? Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson? Tant?
Yes.
With 12 yes, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, see us for House Bill 967 reported favorably.
Thank you.
Next up, members, we will have CS for House Bill 309, Private Provider Inspections of On-Site Sewage Treatment and Disposal Systems by Representative Federhoff. You're recognized, Representative, to explain the strike-all amendment.
Thank you. So the strike-all amendment for House Bill 309, I'll just run through what it basically pulls up everything that was in the bill and then brings on some other things. So currently qualified third-party providers are successfully and safely utilizing all types of building inspections relative to Chapter 553, which governs the Florida Building Code. However, private providers are not authorized for on-site sewage treatment and disposal systems. House Bill 309 authorizes third-party licensed private providers for septic tank inspections. The residential home building industry is currently experiencing extensive delays in the inspection of septic tanks, oftentimes as long as 6 weeks, thus delaying closings and driving up the cost of new homes as interest rates rise. As an example, a builder in Lee County has had to push back 50 homes 3 months due to septic tank inspection delays. This is modeled after the current third-party provider statute for building inspections. The following provisions would apply. Approval of owner to use third-party provider. Inspections may only be performed by certain qualified private providers or an authorized representative of a private provider who is an environmental health professional, a master septic tank contractor, a professional engineer who has passed OSTDS accelerated certification training, or an employee of a professional engineer who is OSTDS accelerated certified. The Department of Environmental Protection must be noticed in advance that a third-party provider is being used, and the department may audit up to 25% of private inspections per year. The amendment removes provisions that would have prohibited the department from charging an inspection fee for an on-site sewage treatment and disposal system when an owner or owner's representative chooses a private provider for the inspection. It also removes the fiscal impact from the bill. That is a strike-all.
Members, are there questions of the sponsor on the amendment? Seeing no questions, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify? There is not. Members, is there debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, are you on the amendment or the bill? The bill. Okay, we'll come back to you. Are there any objections to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we do have members of the audience wishing to testify. We have Lee Simmons wishing to appear. You're recognized, sir.
Good afternoon, subcommittee. So what do you know about hydrology in Florida? That's my question. In very recent American history, we have learned a valuable lesson and made laws regarding disposal of human waste. We found that depositing human waste upstream affects downstream communities, causing diseases and sicknesses. This is first principle hydrology. That will not change. Now, only a couple hundred years later, septic is one of Florida's top three water quality issues. Septic drainage is directly related to HABs, subsequent fish kills, and red tides. Septic is an undeniable nutrient source fueling HABs. The Department of Health database shows that many of the septic systems are installed on the one-time pristine coastal areas like Tampa Bay, the mouth of the Caloosahatchee River, St. John's River estuaries, and all along southeast Florida from Palm Beach to Miami. Florida is a soft rock state that is composed of limestone karst, confining clays, and loosely consolidated sands that do not allow the microbial process to complete its decomposition cycle in situ, but instead allows contaminants to continue flowing into water bodies nearby, thus carrying its microbial process into the waters. Septic waste and all that comes with it does not have the opportunity to filter itself and go through this microbial process in our unique hydrologic conditions. And this is all within a short distance of the water table. When you are referencing high water marks that will delineate the bottom of a septic drain field within feet for installation, you are installing in the wrong areas. Hobbling DEP by withholding payment further dilutes the inspection process, DEP staffing abilities, and restricts DEP from taking action on HAB science. Solutions lie in tighter regulations that will drive innovation incentives to improve on this antiquated technology that clearly releases nutrient sources into our water bodies. If you are an elected official, Florida is taking notice on how you are voting on this water quality issue. If you decide to be anywhere near this bill, there's a clean water movement of Floridians that enjoy the water here, and we are taking notice. The buried box that you send your waste to daily does not fully break down.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We unfortunately have to get to the rest of testimony. 10 more seconds to finish up.
Well, there's always been a high demand for housing in Florida because of our pristine waters. And regarding the master installer class, what I read was 30 hours, 24 completed online, 6 hours mandatory, and a plumbing technician just out of high school can work for a master installer and perform these inspections. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Next up, we have Bill Helmick with Florida On-Site Wastewater Association waving in support. Beth Alvey with Audubon waving in support. Kenny Siggs with Christopher Allen Holmes waving in support, wishing to speak. You're recognized.
Thank you, everyone. It was a pleasure to meet some of you today for the first time. Pleasure to see some friendly faces again. Just wanted to extend our support for this bill. It does have a huge impact both on the home building industry as a home builder and on our home buyers. This has mainly caused significant delays in the Lee County area for us, where we've seen up to 6 to 8 weeks of delay just in the inspection process. So we're really focused on that because especially right now, we know that in this time, rates are increasing, homes are hard to come by, and we're seeing these huge delays right at the end of the build where home buyers aren't able to close on their house and they're not able to move in. So we like this bill because it helps us get past that in a faster way so that people can close on their home, they can move in. They're not having to deal with these massive rate lock extensions that they're having to deal with because rates are increasing. So thank you, everyone, for your time today. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for the bill.
Thank you. Next, we have Carrie Hebrink with Florida Home Builders Association wishing to speak.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Carrie Hebring, Florida Home Builders Association. I just wanted to point out quickly that the previous speaker on the issues he was raising, those are all addressed at the permitting stage. This bill does not deal with permitting septic tanks. So where they can be used, how they may be used, that is still left up to the department. What this bill does do is allow licensed, certified professionals to also help out in those parts of the state where we have huge backlogs on septic tank inspections. We ask for your favorable support on this good legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, we're in debate. Any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Representative Fetterhoff, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you so much, and I would just like to address Mr. Simmons and I actually had a wonderful conversation in Winn-Dixie a couple weekends ago about this very subject. We happened to run into each other. I respect his knowledge and his opinion on this matter, but we are doing our due diligence on this bill and making sure that the individuals that are going to be doing these inspections are doing it the right way, and we're doing it in a timely manner to ensure that we have affordable housing here in the state of Florida as well. So thank you so much, and I hope for your favorable support.
Representative Fetterhoff, having closed on the bill, Adrian, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
With 13, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show CS for House Bill 309 reported favorably.
Thank you so much.
Next up, we will have House Bill 449, Land Acquisition Trust Fund, by Representative Mooney. Representative Mooney, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, and Committee, and Ranking Member. HB 449. The Florida Keys' diverse natural resources include the world's third largest barrier reef and the only living coral reef system in the continental United States, the largest seagrass meadow in the hemisphere, and more than 6,000 species of marine life. To protect these ecosystems, in 2016, the legislature passed the Florida Keys Stewardship Act. For the past 2 years, Governor Sanders proposed $20 million towards Land Act and implementation of water quality production protection and habitat restoration projects in the Keys, an area of critical state concern. The bill would provide $20 million in recurring funding from the Land Acquisition Trust Fund, adding it to the other high-priority environmental programs currently in law, as are the Everglades Restoration, Springs Protection, as a few. The bill provides for significant investments to address the most significant environmental needs of the Florida Keys, including nearshore water quality, restoration and protection, and land acquisition for critical habitat protection. And that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Representative Mooney, having explained the bill and seeing no amendments, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we do have public testimony. We have Cynthia Henderson with Key Largo Wastewater Treatment District waving in support. Rena Brown with City of Marathon waving in support. Joseph Salzberg with the City of Key West waving in support. Ryan Matthews with the Village of Isla Mirada waving in support. Meta Calder with the Florida League of Women Voters waving in support. Joseph Salzberg again with the City of Key West. And Rena Brown with the City of Marathon waving in support. Members, we are in debate. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Mooney, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Representative Mooney, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
14 yeas, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 449 reported favorably. Representative Mooney, you are recognized to explain House Bill 1065, Vessel Anchoring.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill is intended to modify provisions that were passed in 2021, as well as strengthen Monroe County's vessel pump-out program. To provisions in 2021, which was Senate Bill 1086, designated a 90-day anchoring limitation area in Monroe County. However, the designation is not effective until an additional 300 mooring balls were installed in the Key West area. After further study with many stakeholders, it has been determined that the appropriate number of new mooring balls should be somewhere in the area of 100. That does not include another additional 30, which is in the Boca Chica area. The bill makes the following changes to the 21 law and modifications to the ordinances. Allows vessels which are an individual's primary residence to remain moored in authorized mooring fields for up to 10 years. Current rules limit the activity to 12 months. This is very important to our workforce housing, by the way. Limits the 90-day anchoring limitation to only areas within 10 nautical miles of a public mooring field or designated anchoring area. Clarifies the requirements enforcing the 90-day anchoring limitation. Requires FWC to adopt rules designating anchoring areas throughout the Florida Keys. And reduces the number of new mooring balls required to trigger the 90-day anchoring limitation from 300 to 100 for vessels which are primary residents. Codifies the Monroe County Vessel Pump-Out Program, which will assist. This will assist in the enforcement of the program, and that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Representative Mooney, having explained the bill and seeing no amendments, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we have public testimony. Robert Reyes with Monroe County. Members, we're in debate. Seeing no debate, Representative Mooney, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Representative Mooney, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Basada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
14 yeas, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 1065 reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee.
Next up, we will have CS for House Bill 579, Aquatic Plant Management, by Representative Mello. Representative Mello, you are recognized to explain the strike all amendment, barcode 191591.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. The strike all revises the requirements of the study to require UF and IFAS to submit a report to FWC documenting the results of nutrient removal technologies and mechanical aquatic plant management techniques through soil and water samples. The strike all also removes the appropriations from the bill. That is the amendment, Madam Chair.
Are there any questions of the sponsor on the amendment? Representative Morales, you're recognized.
Thank you, Representative Mello, for bringing up this bill. Is there any way to get data from them after it gets approved?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative. Great question. Yes, this will be a white paper that is delivered to the governor by February of 2023.
Follow up. You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can I get a copy of that? The representative of the seat, can we all get a copy of that for records?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, Representative, it will also be delivered to the Florida House and also to the Senate.
Members, any further questions? Is there anyone in the audience? Nope. Members, is there debate on the amendment? Are there any objections to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions of the sponsor on the bill? Seeing none, we have members of the audience. Timothy Riley with American Sportfish Association waving in support. Lisa Hurley with Collier County Board of County Commissioners waving in support. Members, is there debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Mello, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you. I waive close, Madam Chair.
Representative Mello, having waived close on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Basada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
14 yeas, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House, see us for House Bill 579 reported favorably.
Thank you.
Next up, we will have House Bill 603, Land Acquisition Trust Fund, by Representative Bell. Representative Bell, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Good afternoon, Chair Tom Coe and members. In 2017, the legislature passed Heartland Headwaters Protection and Sustainability Act to protect the Alafaya, Hillsborough, Kissimmee, Ocklawaha, Peace, and Withlacoochee Rivers. That law requires the governments within the region to submit an annual report to the legislature in which they to identify projects needed to accomplish this goal. This bill would provide $20 million recurring funding from the Land Acquisition Trust Fund to finance the cost of designing or constructing projects that protect, restore, and enhance the headwaters of the river system located in the Heartland region of Central Florida. And that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Representative Bell, having explained the bill and no amendments, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we have public testimony. David Cullen with the Sierra Club. Waiving in opposition, Lindsey Cross with Florida Conservation Voters. Waiving in opposition and here to speak. You're recognized, Ms. Cross.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair Tomko and committee members. I'm Lindsey Cross, the Water and Land Policy Director for Florida Conservation Voters. Our organization was formed in 2021. As part of a coalition of nonprofit organizations for the sole purpose of passing the Water and Land Conservation Amendment, or Amendment 1, in 2014. More than 100 businesses, organizations, and realtors supported Amendment 1, and it passed by 75% of voters. This is effectively set up the funding for the Land Acquisition Trust Fund from dock stamp revenue, which is projected to top more than $1 billion this year. Conservation of our water and land is one of our most important and popular issues for members and Floridians across the state, which is why we are so ardent in advocating for full funding for our conservation programs like Florida Forever, and also so vigilant in ensuring that money is spent as the voters intended, which is for water and land conservation, restoration, and management. For these reasons, we cannot support the bill in its current form. As written, it would allow for money from the Land Acquisition Trust Fund to be used for gray infrastructure like wastewater systems and pipes and pumps rather than nature-based solutions. The bill references the Heartland Headwaters annual report as specified in Florida Statute 373.463. Within that annual report, projects being considered for state funding are listed within five categories. They include drinking water supply, wastewater, stormwater and flood control, environmental restoration, and conservation. We recommend limiting the projects eligible for funding from the LETF to environmental restoration or conservation or projects that are already on the Florida Forever priority list or the Rural and Family Lands priority acquisition list. This would mean that money from the LETF could be used to protect a freshwater wetland in order to naturally maintain the water source and pollution reduction function. But this money could not be spent to construct pumps to send water from the wetland to a water treatment facility for distribution. We recognize that freshwater sources are becoming more scarce as our population grows and that it is wise to plan for the future. This is why it's even more important to invest our public dollars strategically and as the voters intended towards conservation and restoration. Without these important guardrails to protect our conservation dollars, FCV cannot support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cross. Next up, we have Dave Shep with the City of Lakeland, waving in support. Meta Calder with Florida League of Women Voters, a proponent of the bill. Frank Bernardino with Polk County, waving in support. All right, members, we're in debate. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Bell, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. Once again, this is a great project, and I'd like to thank the chair for allowing us to hear it today, and also happy Valentine's Day, and I ask for your favorable support.
Representative Bell, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bichardo Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
No.
Humphrey?
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
13, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 603 reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members.
Next up, members, we will have House Bill 1475 by Representative McClure. The cleanup of the perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl. I will let you kind of explain what that is. Representative McClure, you're recognized.
Well, I'm not going to say those words. I can guarantee you that. It'll be the acronyms. Thank you, Chair. By January 1st, 2023, House Bill 1475 requires DEP to adopt by rule statewide cleanup target levels for PFAS in soil and groundwater using specified statutory criteria with priority given to PFOA and PFAS. The bill requires the rules to be ratified by the legislature in order to take effect. The purpose of the bill being heard in this Appropriations Committee is that the bill may have an insignificant fiscal impact on the state that should be absorbed within existing resources. That is the bill.
Representative McClure, having explained the bill and having no amendments, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we have public testimony. We have Jeff Scala with the Florida Association of Counties waving in support. Rebecca O'Hara with the Florida League of Cities waving in support. Kina Corey with the National Wastewater and Recycling Association waving in support. Derek McGee with the Florida Airports Council waving in support. Members, do we have any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative McClure, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Representative McClure, having waved close on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
14, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 1475 reported favorably. Next up, we will take House Bill 1311 by Representative Mariano, Healthy Food Financing Initiative Program. Representative Mariano, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. Today I have House Bill 1311 relating to the Healthy Food Financing Initiative Program. This bill was actually brought to my attention by a high school senior named Bernadette who passed this exact same bill out of Grill State. As we all are very familiar with food deserts, it's a very important issue here in the state of Florida, so this bill brings attention to that. This bill redefines undeserved communities from distressed urban, suburban, or rural geographic area to low-income communities. This bill revises the requirements for the administration to participate in the HFFI program. This bill revises eligibility requirements for program participants so that they must accept SNAP benefits and requires the Office of Program Policy Analysis to collect the data and provide the legislature with a report with an update. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Representative Mariano, having explained the bill and seeing no amendments, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we have public testimony. We have Jess Scala with the Florida Association of Counties waving in support. Members, do we have any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Mariano, you are recognized to close on the bill.
We've closed, Chair.
Representative Mariano, having waved closed on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brennan? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
With 13, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 1311 reported favorably.
Thank you.
Next up, we will take CS for House Bill 493 by Representative Botana. Representative Botana, you are recognized to explain your bill, boating safety.
Thank you, Chair. Folks, with the boating boom in the last year with COVID, we've had issues with liveries. A livery would consist of a boat rental company, jet ski rental company, and this bill just pretty much gives us a little bit more authority to hold them responsible. This is a good bill for the boating safety. It's a good bill for the state of Florida. That's the bill.
Representative Botana, I believe you have an amendment, 589373. You are recognized to explain that amendment.
Thank you, Chair. The amendment removes two sections of the bill that provides an appropriation, and that is the amendment.
Members, do we have any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, no public testimony. Is there debate? Seeing none, are there any objections to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we do have public testimony. Jess McCarty with Miami-Dade County, waving in support. Members, do we have any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Botana, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, Chair.
Representative Botana, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
With 13, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show CS for House Bill 493 reported favorably. Next up, we will have House Bill 1077, public financing of potentially at-risk structures and infrastructure. Representative Buchanan, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee. HB 1077 expands on the landmark sea level impact project legislation passed in 2020. Current law requires public entities to examine sea level rise impacts on proposed infrastructure projects that use state funds. The required studies are not a regulatory permit, but more or less an educational tool as it relates to being responsible with states' dollars. This bill amends the location of where these studies are required to anywhere deemed at risk due to sea level rise. That area is specifically defined in the bill. DEP is also tasked with working with the Department of Transportation to define a new threshold for water roadways, which should be examined differently than other types of infrastructure. Additionally, rather than just understand the flood risk, the entities responsible for completing the studies will also consider specific mitigation strategies to reduce flood risk. Finally, the bill makes needed clarification that the use of most up-to-date terminology, and that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Members, seeing no amendments, we are in questions. Seeing no questions, we have some public testimony. We have Ellen Bogdanoff with American Flood Coalition, waving in support. Jason King, American Flood Coalition, waving in support. Paul Owens, 1,000 Friends of Florida, waving in support. Meta Calder with Florida League of Women Voters, waving in support. Jonathan Weber, the Florida Conservation Voters, waving in support. Devin West with Broward County, waving in support. That concludes public testimony. Members, we're in debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Buchanan, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close, Madam Chair.
Representative Buchanan, having wave close on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
14, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 1077 reported favorably. Last but certainly not least, we have House Bill 1377, Land Acquisition Trust Fund, by Representative Roth. And Representative Roth, you're recognized to explain the strike all amendment.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for this opportunity to present this bill. If you don't mind, I'll sit at my desk here. Yes, let me give you a little narrative first. Over 30 years ago, lawmakers funded Governor Martinez's 10-year, $3 billion preservation fund known as Preservation 2000. In 10 years, the program conserved more than 1.8 million acres of land in Florida. It was followed in 2000 by Florida Forever. It added a science-based approach and accountability, prioritizing projects by adding a focus on water resource protection, allowing funds to be spent on capital improvements. From 2000 through 2007, the legislature dedicated at least $300 million per year to Florida Forever using bonding. Since the inception of Florida Forever, the state has purchased over 897,000 acres of land with over $3.3 billion in funding. This program is managed by the Acquisition and Restoration Council called ARC, and it guides the acquisition and management decisions made for all state-owned properties and easements. It deals with protecting our drinking water source by preventing pollution and depletion of the lands that recharge our aquifers, Florida state parks, wildlife management areas, state forests, aquatic preserves, other conservation lands also provide a wide range of recreational and educational opportunities. Florida Communities Trust Program provides matching grants for cities and land trusts to build parks and recreation areas close to where people live. Florida is a haven for many unique biological species, including the Florida panther and the key deer. Some conservation lands are managed primarily to provide wildlife corridors and habitat. Conservation easements on agricultural lands help to prevent lands in a more natural state while maintaining food production in a way that discourages urban sprawl. That's what we're talking about, Florida Forever. The Strike-All Amendment, Madam Chair. The Strike-All Amendment extends the retirement date for bonds issued to fund the Florida Forever Act from December 21st, 2040 to December 31st, 2054. And it also provides an annual appropriation of $100 million to the Florida Forever Trust Fund for the Land Acquisition Trust Fund. And Madam Chair, that is the bill. That is the amendment, excuse me.
Representative Roth, having explained the Strike-All Amendment 220373, are there any questions of the sponsor of the amendment? Seeing no questions, we have members of Representative Onfroy, you are recognized.
Thank you so very much, Chair. Representative Roth, what was the major motivation behind the Strike-All for this bill?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for that great question. This is a process I've been working through for a couple of years, and my goal is still long-term to try to update the Florida Forever program and change the percentages on the funding. I would like to see more of the percentages go to rural and family lands, that's protection of agricultural lands, and less of the percentage, quite frankly, going down for water management districts. We're able to fund water management districts in other ways. But quite honestly, I've worked closely with the chair and with staff to get this bill in a posture to move forward. This is a good first step for the bill.
Members, any other questions? Seeing none, we have members of the audience who wish to testify. William Aberger with Trust for Public Lands, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair Tom Cowell, members of the committee. I want to thank Representative Roth particularly for bringing this good bill forward today. The Trust for Public Land strongly supports House Bill 1377 because it does provide that dedicated, consistent funding for the Florida Forever program, including the Florida Communities Trust, which, as Representative Roth mentioned, provides those grants to our cities and counties and nonprofit organizations to provide close-to-home recreational opportunities for all Floridians, which is critically important for our state. Dock stamp revenues, which fund this, are at an all-time high. More than $1 billion will be going into the Land Acquisition Trust Fund pursuant to the Water and Land Conservation Amendment. And what this bill does is provides us with the consistency in funding that our state agencies need for planning purposes and that, frankly, landowners need as well on the private side. So I want to thank Representative Roth, and we fully support the bill and hope that it moves through the process. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Members, we are in debate. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any objections to the adoption of the amendment? Representative Onfroy.
Thank you very much, Chair. Representative Roth, I know that you don't touch a subject unless you fully have your heart in it. So I thank you very much for taking on this task and working through it. I look forward to seeing what you do with it in 2023. Thank you, sir.
Members, do we have any objections to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted, and we are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we do have members of the audience wishing to testify. Paul Owens with 1,000 Friends of Florida,
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Tomko and members of the committee. I'm Paul Owens, president of 1,000 Friends of Florida. We're a nonprofit that advocates environmentally and fiscally responsible development. We'd like to thank Representative Roth for this bill and Chair Tomko for putting it on the agenda today. We were most enthusiastic about the bill before it was amended to reduce the guaranteed annual funding. We've heard from Representative Roth that the program was historically funded at $300 million a year, and that Florida voters in 2014 passed a constitutional amendment by a 3-to-1 margin to guarantee higher funding for land and water conservation. So we would, over time, like to see that floor raised closer to the $400 million that legislators wisely included in the current year's budget. And we'd also prefer that this bill include the prohibition in the Senate counterpart on using any conservation funding for agency salaries and other overhead expenses. However, we strongly agree with the principle of setting a guaranteed funding floor in the budget for this, the state's premier land acquisition program. Make no mistake, land conservation through Florida Forever program delivers a considerable return on investment, preserves land for wildlife habitat, outdoor recreation, aquifer recharge, flood control, water purifying, and carbon sequestration. It enhances our environment and our quality of life, which is the foundation of our healthy economy here in Florida. And we also appreciate that this bill would revive bonding authority for Florida Forever. As Representative Roth explained, the program was created with this authority in mind. Borrowing for long-term investments makes sense, whether it's a major infrastructure project or permanent protection for environmentally sensitive land. Please support this bill and provide the steady funding that land conservation in Florida demands. Please honor the will of Florida voters and deliver all the returns of consistent investment in land conservation.
Thank you. Next up, we have Meta Calder with the Florida League of Women Voters, waving in support, wishing to speak. You're recognized.
Hi, I'm Meta Calder, a volunteer with the Florida League of Women Voters. We are strongly supportive of this bill, which we believe will help ensure that the land acquisition trust funds will be used to support Florida Forever and the acquisition of conservation lands. Like 1,000 Friends of Florida, we wish it was the larger amount, like as the bill was originally filed, and that also like the Senate bill expressly limited the use of those funds to the purposes for which they were intended, rather than for allowing for the operational cost of state agencies. 75% of Florida voters voted for Amendment 1 in 2014, which guaranteed funding for Florida Forever. And the League, and we believe the people of Florida, want to see this purpose implemented. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have Lindsay Cross with Florida Conservation Voters, proponent of the bill. You're recognized.
Thank you. Hello again. I'm Lindsay Cross, Water and Land Policy Director for Florida Conservation Voters. Appreciate you putting this on the agenda, Chair Tomko and Representative Roth for sponsoring it. Today on Valentine's Day, there's nothing more than I love than talking about Florida's beautiful natural places. So it's a pleasure to be here in support of this good bill, 1377. Most importantly, this bill establishes annual funding in the amount of $100 million for our conservation programs. This includes the three main programs, the Florida Forever Priority List, Florida Communities Trust, and the Rural Family Lands Protection Program. These programs work together to ensure that we're protecting our water supply and habitat for wildlife, creating parks for people, and maintaining productive agriculture. It will also provide funding for other priorities like creating trails and recreational areas. Secondly, it restores our ability to use bonding for conservation funding. The state previously used bonding to provide stable funding of $300 million for decades for the Florida Forever program. Our budget has been quite healthy in recent years. However, it is a smart move to restore this ability to use bonding now so that it is available if needed in the future. It is merely another tool in our toolbox that current and future lawmakers can use. Our state is growing rapidly, and we are running out of time to protect our water and land and to maintain productive agriculture. This bill provides more stability so that our conservation programs can run more efficiently and that we can make the best use of our taxpayer dollars. Your yes vote today demonstrates your commitment to these conservation programs and to protecting what makes our state so beautiful and special. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, is there debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Roth, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I just want to make a couple of quick points. Thank you for the testimony from the audience. This is something that's been very important to me for many years. As a farmer, you just can't say enough about what it means to live in the state of Florida and the land and water resources we have. We are just beyond blessed. I think this is an important first step. I thank the staff and the chair for agendaing this bill today. It's a tough thing for the legislature to do to put into statute funding. Most people would rather really do it on a year-by-year basis. It was mentioned today in testimony that there was $400 million given last year. This is something I think is near and dear to everybody in one way or another. I'm a big believer in accountability and transparency and putting things into statute. So thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Chair. With that, I close.
Representative Roth, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bruschotta Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio? McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
13, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show House Bill 1377 reported favorably. Members, this concludes our committee agenda. Thank you all for being so efficient today. Is there any further business before the committee? Seeing none, Representative Botana moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.